This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Columbia City Council members are moving forward with planned changes on Clark Lane after protest at last night's City Council meeting. The plan calls for narrowing the 12-foot lanes of Clark Lane by 1 foot in each lane and adding a 6-foot shoulder. Columbia resident Mary Hussman presented 534 cards signed in protest on behalf of grassroots organizing. She says the plan creates a false sense of security for pedestrians.
We are very opposed to this, what they're calling, something that would make it safer. We think this would make it worse.
Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis says the process will take years because of the need to follow all regulations and involve other government agencies. Council members voted 6-1 to recommend the city move ahead with the plan. College students may turn to the statewide ballot to try to win a greater say in decisions at Missouri's public universities. A proposed ballot initiative made public earlier today would give a vote to students who sit on the governing boards of public universities. Those student representatives currently can attend meetings and participate in discussions, but don't get to vote on matters. The petition was filed by attorney Brad Ketcher. Ketcher says students should get a vote on university decisions because they are bearing an increasing amount of the costs. The Missouri Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case involving the state's long-ailing second injury fund. As Marshall Griffin reports, the case centers on the children of a deceased worker and whether they should receive money from the fund for the rest of their lives.
David Spradling was injured on the job in 1998 and died from unrelated circumstances in 2005. He had filed a second injury fund claim, which his three children pursued after his death, and in 2011 were awarded disability payments from the fund for life. Assistant Attorney General John Lintner argued that payments should have ended after Spradling's kids, who are now in their 20s, turned 18.
Does someone who was once a dependent remain a dependent for the rest of his or her life? No.
The Spradling's attorney argued that a 2007 court ruling entitles dependents of a deceased employee to receive permanent total disability awards for life, and that at the time of Spradling's death, his children were still teenagers. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Columbia City Council has adopted a new comprehensive plan for future growth. The plan, titled Columbia Imagined, the Plan for How We Live and Grow, is designed to shape Columbia's neighborhoods, public places, development, job creation, transportation opportunities, and the overall vitality of the community. Community Development Director Ted Teddy says the plan provides a direction for the city.
Comprehensive plans will set an agenda of future tasks in an implementation framework, and that's what's being done.
The plan was first presented to the City Council in June and was approved last night. The strategy's mission statement states that over 80,000 residents were asked to participate in the planning process. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.